Songs in the Night for October 6th. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. The truth seems to take hold on the stronger characters rather than on the weaker ones. The former have in their flesh more of the firmness, grittiness, and combativeness than have many others, who are too pliable and wishy-washy to be acceptable to the Lord as members of the little flock of overcomers. Thus we see that the very quality which makes us acceptable to the Lord, and which is one qualification of the overcoming position, is a serious disadvantage in some respects, when a number of these come together as a church. Even a diamond surrounded by mud would cut nothing, would scratch nothing, but place a dozen diamonds together, and the more you get rid of the mud element, the more gritting, scouring, and cutting there is likely to be. So it is with the Lord's jewels. The more they come together, the more they get wakened up, the more opportunities there will be for friction, and the greater necessity there will be that all be thoroughly embedded in and covered with the Holy Spirit, which, like oil, is smooth and unctuous and tends to prevent friction. Zion's Watchtower, 1912, page 99, hymn 23. The text again, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Romans chapter 12, verse 10.